Listening Library presents The Case That Time Forgot, The Sherlock Files 3, by Tracy Barrett. Read for you by John Allen Nelson. Chapter 1. At first, Xander Holmes thought that the slip of paper must have fallen out of his own notebook. But even as he stooped to pick it up, he noticed some details that most people wouldn't have seen. This was partly genetic. He was, after all, the great-great-great-grandson of the famous detective Sherlock Holmes, and partly habit. He and his sister Zena had started solving mysteries several months earlier, shortly after their arrival in London. The paper was normal notebook paper, white with faint blue lines. It had been folded and refolded into a narrow rectangle, the size of the slit in my locker, Xander thought. And then, I don't remember folding any paper like that. He paused. What else? The ink used by whoever had written on it had bled through a bit. His pens didn't do that. It was probably just a note from his sister or one of his friends. The lockers at school had been installed only recently while the students were on fall break, and he wasn't used to them yet. Probably people left notes in lockers all the time. He unfolded the paper. He was still staring at the writing and trying to figure out what it meant when the locker next to his slammed shut. He looked up to see red-headed Andrew Watson, a friend and fellow member of the SPFD, the Society for the Preservation of Famous Detectives. "What a pain these lockers are," Andrew grumbled. "You should figure out who's been stealing things so we can go back to storing our gear in our desk like before." Xander understood that Andrew was just being grouchy as usual. Andrew knew that he and Zena only investigated problems from Sherlock Holmes' notebook of unsolved cases. The SPFD had given them the precious casebook.